respond to the environment that the generator presents, knowledge and vision. Whose shock hits yearning as swinging flamethrowers. Who is beautifully shining in the divine realm of perfume. Who, due to the offense of breaking the pots of yogurt that his mother was churning the butter, and then stealing the butter that was kept hanging from the swing, he is quickly running from the wooden grinding mortar in fear of Mother Yashoda, but who has been caught from behind by her, who ran after him with greater speed. To that Supreme Lord Shinamata, I offer my humble obeisances. Feeling the weeping stick in his mother's hand, he is crying and rubbing his eyes again and again with his fingers and hands. His eyes are filled with tears, and the necklace of pearls around his neck, which is marked with a thin line like a conch shell, is shaking because of his quick breathing due to crying. To the Supreme Lord, Sri Ramananda, whose belly is bound not with ropes, but with his mother's pure love, I offer my humble condolences. By such childhood pastime as this, he is drowning the intelligence of Goku in pools of ecstasy, and is revealing to those devotees the absorbed knowledge of his Supreme Majesty and offering that he is only conquered by devotees whose pure love is imbued with the intimacy and discreet from all conceptions of all knowledge. With great love, I again offer my obeisances to Lord Ramananda hundreds and hundreds of times. O Lord, although you are able to give all kinds of benedictions, I do not pray to you for the boon of impersonal liberation, nor the highest liberation of eternal life in Vaikuntha, nor any other boon which may be obtained by executing the nine verses of the Bhakti. O Lord, I truly wish that this form of yours as Bhagavata and Vrindavan may ever be manifest in my heart. For what is the use to me of any other form to come? O Lord, your lotus face is encircled by the locks of soft black hair, tinged with red, is kissed again and again by Mother Yashoda, and your lips are reddish like the bloom of fruits. May this beautiful vision of your lotus face be ever manifest in my heart. Thousands and thousands of other benedictions are of no use to me. O Supreme Godhead, I offer my obeisances unto you, O Dhamma, O Ananta, O Vishnu, O Master, O my Lord. Be pleased upon me. By showering your glance of mercy upon me, deliver this poor, ignorant fool who is immersed in an ocean of worldly sorrows and become visible to my mind. O Lord Dhamma, just as the two sons of Kubera, Manidriva and Alasudera, or deliver from the first and another, and many of the devotees by you in your form as a daily night before, to a wooden grinding mortar. In the same way, please give me your own frame of mercy. I only long for this and have no desire for any kind of liberation. O Lord Dhamma, I first of all offer my obeisances to the brilliant effulgent robe which binds your belly. I then offer my obeisances to your belly, which is the abode of the entire universe. I humbly bow down to your most beloved Shri Radharani, and I offer all obeisances to you, the Supreme Lord, who displays unlimited pastimes. Jai Shri Shri Radha Dhamma. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nithai. Jai Shri Shri Nithai Gaur Nithai.
Sure.